From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. With just months to go before midterm elections that could reshape American politics, an activist organization has launched a new campaign to hold politicians' feet to the fire on issues critical to our democracy. All across the U.S., voting rights are under attack again under Donald Trump's administration, as the Justice Department allows voter roll purges, dark money flows into negative and misleading advertising campaigns from untraceable corporate coffers, thanks to Citizens United. Common Cause is asking candidates around the country to fill out a questionnaire as part of its Our Democracy 2018 campaign, and several have already done so, giving voters helpful information on how to make their choices in November. Joining me to tell us all about the campaign is Jesse Littlewood, National Campaigns Director of Common Cause. Welcome to the program, Jesse.
Thank you for having me.
So what are some of the questions on this particular questionnaire? They don't just involve voting rights and the other related issues of dark money, but it's a pretty broad subsection of democratic issues, I can see.
That's right, Sonali. It's 18 questions for every federal candidate. So every candidate running for U.S. Congress, for the House or the Senate, we're asking them to answer to their voters really core questions about protecting and strengthening our democracy. We definitely are interested in what the elected officials for Congress will do to help rebalance power, to put voters back in charge of our political process by some of the things that you mentioned, including disclosure of campaign finance contributions, as well as things like setting up voluntary small dollar contribution matching funds that could be used to empower small donors in elections instead of having candidates rely on the power of big dollar donations from corporations and wealthy individuals. Hmm. We're also interested in maintaining net neutrality, the open internet law, and we're asking these candidates to tell us what they will do to help make sure that we have a free and open internet, as open information platforms are critical for voters to have the kind of information they need to make good choices at the ballot box. We're also asking not only about voting rights and restoring the protections of the Voting Rights Act, but also about ending gerrymandering and making sure that politicians are no longer in charge of picking voters. Voters can be back in charge of picking politicians through a nonpartisan fair maps redistricting process. And last, I would want to highlight that the 2020 census is just a few years away, and it's in danger of both being underfunded and potentially having a skewed result with a citizenship or immigration question listed on the census. It's an untested question that would dramatically decrease the amount of responses we'd have for the census, which is really troubling for communities of color because there are federal resources that are provisioned based on the results of the census. So those are some of the questions we're asking candidates for Congress to go on the record now to say what they'll do to protect and strengthen democracy if they're elected.
Now, I noticed there wasn't a question about supporting the impeachment of Donald Trump, but there were questions about requiring the top officials in the administration to be properly subjected to federal conflict of interest laws, and also around releasing their tax returns. As we know, Donald Trump has broken with tradition, and we really don't know much about his taxes. Are those the two questions around holding Trump and the Trump administration in particular accountable?
Those are some of them. We absolutely want to make sure that our elected officials are held to the highest possible ethical standards. It's something that we expect as voters. And yet, Donald Trump has broken with tradition of the last 40 or so years by not releasing his tax returns. And so we're asking candidates for Congress to tell us if they will move an agenda that includes requiring the president and the vice president to be subject to federal conflict of interest rules and have the president or anyone running for president release their tax returns for the last 3 years.
There's also a question around congressional ethics and the Independent Office of Congressional Ethics, which I suppose may take on new significance in the wake of the indictment of Representative Chris Collins around insider trading. Tell us a little bit about this question.
So the Office of Congressional Ethics needs to be renewed every 2 years, and we think it's vitally important that it's not that there's an independent office that allows for Congress to be able to have some sense of oversight and rulemaking. Previous to the Office of Congressional Ethics, members would be congressional members would be the ones who could file or create inquiries amongst themselves. This is a step in the right direction. However, it has to be renewed every 2 years. And as you may remember, one of the first acts of the Congress, this Congress, was to actually Republican-led attack to weaken some of the powers of the Office of Congressional Ethics. So it's vitally important that the next Congress maintains and actually strengthens and makes permanent the Office of Congressional Ethics.
So, Jesse, your organization, are you directly submitting these questionnaires to candidates in the midterm elections, or are you calling on individuals to get their either favorite candidate or somebody who already holds office and might be running for re-election to fill out the questionnaire?
So we're calling all voters to go to democracy2018.org, enter your address, and find out who's running for your vote. And that's where you'll be able to not only find the answers that they have submitted to these questionnaires, but whether or not they have submitted the questionnaire. And with one click, you can call, email, or tweet at your candidates who are running for your vote, whether or not they have submitted their questionnaire. We've already got about 150 congressional candidates on the record. They've already submitted their questionnaires of the candidates that have made it into the general election for Congress. We'll be expanding the website as state primaries wrap up and we have more candidates in the general election. We'll be asking them through our outreach to fill out the questionnaire and then very quickly after that, posting their answers on the website, or if they haven't answered, letting the public know as well. So it's up to voters to make sure that their candidates respond to what we know to be true, which is a huge percentage of Americans are vitally concerned about the state of our democracy and democracy's on the ballot in 2018. They need to hear from you to know how important it is, and then they'll go on the record.
Right. So doing this certainly enables there to be this written record online that will help voters make decisions. And it also just simply gets people on the record. So, for example, I'm looking at the fact that Dianne Feinstein and Kevin DeLeon, both of them, the Democratic candidates vying for a Senate seat that Feinstein holds this November for the California, one of the two California Senate seats, both of the candidates have answered yes to every single question. So, of course, one may not necessarily be able to use this to compare or choose between these two candidates, but whoever wins has now gone on the record saying, yes, they would create a code of ethics for the Supreme Court or strengthen congressional ethics oversight and gerrymandering, etc. So you have this record to hold their feet to the fire after they've been elected as well, right?
That's absolutely right. And it's critical that voters not only ask their and hold their candidates accountable, but then we don't let up the pressure. When we have a new Congress is when we'll have the opportunity to introduce legislation. Members of Congress will introduce legislation, they will co-sponsor bills, and they will choose whether or not to be a champion of democracy. Our role now is to make sure we have every candidate on the record letting their voters know what they plan to do. We're a nonpartisan organization and we don't endorse candidates. We do think it's vitally important that voters know where their candidates stand on critical democracy issues to make an informed choice. And then when the election has concluded, we can make sure that we move a democracy agenda that helps protect and strengthen some of the most important parts of our democracy, from money in politics to voting rights. So it'll take activists doing that. It'll take voters and individuals across the country getting their candidates on the record and then holding them accountable once the election concludes.
Jesse, I want to just go back to the questionnaire and pick up on a couple of other issues that candidates are being asked to answer. And I mentioned one just now, the Supreme Court Code of Ethics. Tell me about the question that asks whether candidates support requiring Supreme Court justices to be bound by a judicial code of ethics as all other federal judges are. This becoming so important as Senator Chuck Grassley has just announced that there will be Senate confirmation hearings for Brett Kavanaugh to take a seat at the Supreme Court September 4th. So what is this judicial code of ethics?
So unlike other federal judges, the Supreme Court justices right now have no code of conduct, and that opens the door to conflicts of interest and misconduct on some of the most important positions in our government. All government officials need to have high ethical standards, and the Supreme Court justices need to make sure that they're not thought of or seen as above the law.
In fact, one could argue they should be held to the highest standards, given that they are the, you know, the most important court in the nation.
So we need to make sure that there are written and strict standards that would remove potential conflicts of interest, making sure that judges obey the law and serve the American people. And we should have that be the same transparent standard that applies to all federal judges from the across the Supreme Court and other federal judiciary.
Now, there's also the issue of Citizens United, and we touched on it a little bit, but this, of course, is that Supreme Court decision that opened the door for unaccountable money. Essentially, corporations, wealthy Americans right now have an outsized say. Their free speech, you know, is worth much more than our free speech because they get to spend money that is not easily traced through super PACs and other means. What do you call on congressional candidates to do about the issue of Citizens United? Because it seems as though, since the nation's highest court has spoken, unless you get Congress to legislatively overturn this, there isn't much we can do.
That's exactly what we're asking if candidates will do. So on the questionnaire, we note that there's been 17 states and numerous cities that have actually called on resolutions instructing Congress to do just that, to pass a constitutional amendment that would overturn Citizens United and allow common sense regulation of political spending. We think it's time that Congress listens, and we're asking what candidates will do in order to rebalance our system to allow individuals to have more influence and reduce the power of unaccountable and significant big money in our elections. Congress has the power to pass a constitutional amendment that would effectively overturn Citizens United, and that's an opportunity to actually strengthen democracy. And it's not just Citizens United. It's been a series of Supreme Court decisions dating back to 1976's Buckley v. Vallejo that have paved the way for money and speech to be intertwined. We believe that there is a good solution that Congress, and there are some potential bills that Congress has considered in the past, we could actually pass a constitutional amendment that would reform the problem and bring balance back to our political system when it comes to spending in elections.
Jesse, are there candidates who've just simply refused to answer this questionnaire? I suppose it's going to take grassroots pressure from people to say, if you want our vote, at the very least, you have to respond to this.
So we've had a number of excellent responses so far, and we've had about 150 responses to our questionnaire already, and that includes over 100 Democrats, over a dozen Republicans, and a number of independent and third-party candidates. So we're actually seeing that democracy is clearly on the ballot and in the minds of candidates that are running for Congress. It will take additional communication from their voters, take citizen outreach and citizen pressure to let candidates know how vital this is to the voters. In fact, we had a similar campaign about 2 years ago, and over the course of that campaign and talking to one of the campaign directors of a House representative who's in the House, who is an incumbent, we verify every answer that comes into our survey. And as we called to make a verification call, the campaign manager said, "Jesse, you know, I have to tell you, we get dozens of these surveys. We get them from all different kinds of issues, and yours is the only one we filled out." I asked why, and she said, "It's because we got so many damn phone calls from activists." So we know that that's what it takes, and that's what will make sure that candidates know how important it is that their voters are calling them.
And that website you had given was democracy2018.org. And we'll link to that from our website as well. Now, what about state-level representatives? Is there any plan to ask state-level representatives to address some of these questions? Because some of these are issues that get raised at the state level when you talk about gerrymandering.
So that's correct. We do have a number of state-level questionnaires that'll be different. Each state has slightly different state-based laws, and there are different questions that are more pertinent to the state-level candidates, be they the governors, attorney general, secretary of state, or state legislature. We will be adding a number of states starting later in August and through September. To be able to find out when your state is listed, you can go to democracy2018.org, and at the bottom of the site, you can sign up for email alerts from Common Cause, or you can check back later. Right now, we have a set of states that are, questionnaires are being filled out in Oregon and in Colorado, and we'll be expanding to a number of other states over the course of August and into September. So check back often to see if there are both more congressional candidates as state primaries wrap up, but also state-level candidates will be on the website.
Now, Jesse, this questionnaire isn't just a way to get candidates on the record, but in a way, doesn't it also signal to candidates that these are the issues that voters are interested in? So it's a conversation, a two-way conversation.
That's right. And we're looking forward to candidates discussing their plans to strengthen democracy if they're elected. It's something we think candidates should run on, should discuss more, and should have better and clearer answers for their voters. It's top of mind for voters across the country. We're seeing a very powerful response just from the list of activists that are already connected with Common Cause. And we're starting to see more people come in, use the website, who are finding out about it for the first time and saying, this is vitally important to me as a voter to know what you, my elected representative, will do to protect and strengthen democracy. It's something that candidates absolutely should be paying attention to.
Now, on the back to the issue of voting rights, which we started out discussing, this becomes a really huge question, not just around what we want to see from our candidates going into the election, but actual participation in the election. There was an extensive piece in the, I believe it was the New York Times recently that showed, or maybe it was Associated Press that showed, that the Trump administration's Justice Department has taken a very different approach to protecting election integrity and voting rights, in particular, the rights of individuals to vote, than the Obama administration did, whereas the Obama administration beat back or challenged certain states, you know, requirements, harsh voter ID requirements, and decisions to purge voter rolls. Under Trump, we're seeing a very different direction. Isn't this a critical issue that even goes beyond what candidates think, right?
Taking away someone's right to vote is taking away their freedom. It is absolutely critical that representatives understand what's happening with voting rights in this country and what can be done to make sure that all eligible voters can cast a vote. The first starts with restoring the protections of the Voting Rights Act. Many of the challenges to voters and restrictions on voting that have happened over the last few years has come when the Supreme Court wrongly took out key sections of the Voting Rights Act and ruled them unconstitutional. We can restore those through an act of Congress. And so one of the key questions in our questionnaire is, will your elected representative to Congress support restoration of the Voting Rights Act to prevent these states and localities from passing discriminatory voting laws? That includes things like unduly onerous voter ID restrictions, the purging of voters unnecessarily from the voting rolls, like we've seen in Ohio and other places, or rollbacks of early voting. On the state level, Common Cause has been fighting statewide campaigns to protect these laws, like in Marion County, Indiana. We recently won the ability to actually expand early voting locations in that county in Indiana. There are clear solutions that Congress can enact that will not only protect but expand the rights of individuals to vote and prove that we are a country that both focuses and allows people to have the most fundamental right in a democracy, which is the right to vote.
Right. And there's also the issue of same-day voter registration that appears on your questionnaire. It's remarkable how difficult it is in this country to vote, and yet, you know, I mean, we don't get a day. It's not done on a weekend day. People do have to leave work, even if they might get paid time off, they might not, et cetera. And voting, polling places change. People end up filling out provisional ballots because their name might have been purged because of Kris Kobach's cross-check program, et cetera, on and on. And so in a good election, for a 40% turnout is considered amazing. I want to thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us today. So democracy2018.org is the website, again, and we'll link to that from our site. Can people just go and print up the questionnaire and even sort of walk it into their representatives' offices or to their campaign events?
Absolutely. We are hoping that people will let candidates know at every opportunity how important democracy is to them, and that the best way to show their voters that they support and will protect and expand democracy is by going on the record at the democracy2018.org, our democracy candidate questionnaire.
Jesse, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Jesse Littlewood, National Campaigns Director of Common Cause. We've been discussing the Our Democracy 2018 campaign. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for a daily newsletter, subscribe to our audio podcast on iTunes, and our video channel on Vimeo.